奉主耶稣圣名开始我们的学习。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our learning and class.
请我们一起默祷。
Let us now bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
感谢天父真神，在我们人生的道路上，你时时的看顾，保护我们。
We give thanks to you, our God, that you have often guided us and protected us in our journey of life.
信仰的路上，如果没有您的保守，我们很难得胜的。
If we do not have your protection in our journey of life, it would be very difficult for us to overcome our difficulties.
主啊，作诗的人说，你不打盹，也不睡觉。
The psalmist, has said that you never rest or sleep.
您是如此的为我们警醒。
You are always so watchful on our behalf.
主啊，所以我们也要努力的为自己警醒。
Dear Lord, we also want to be watchful for our own souls.
我们要更努力的做一个智慧人。
We want to be diligently becoming a wise person.
不要因为失去警醒而有一些愚昧的行为。
So let us not slip in our foot to become a foolish person.
祈求您继续祝福我们的学习。
Please continue to bless us in our learning.
让我们能够接受您的教导。
So that we can receive and accept your teachings.
我们能够更努力的将所学习的实行出来。
That we can put your words into practice with more effort.
愿一切的赞美荣耀都归给您。
May all the glory, honor, and praises be unto your name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们继续来学习第四个单元，论愚昧。
We continue to learn the fourth theme in the book of Proverbs on foolishness.
一个智慧人在一时的软弱，可能讲出愚昧的话，做出愚昧的事。
A wise person may, in one split of a second, speak words of the fools and also behave like a fool.
一个智慧的人在一时的失去警醒，可能讲出愚昧话，做出愚昧事。
A person who is wise might slip for a moment and say things that are foolish and do things that are foolish.
所罗门王、大卫王就是两个我们可以看得到的例子。
We can see the examples of King Solomon and King David.
愚昧的话、愚昧的行为不但伤害自己，也常常是伤害到周围的人。
Foolish words and behavior not only hurt ourselves, but also the people around us.
因为愚昧的行为伤害了那些爱我们的人。
Because of our foolish behavior, we will hurt the people that we love.
我们不希望我们所爱的人，却因为他们的愚昧对我们造成伤害。
We do not want people that we love would hurt us because of their foolish behavior and words.
我们请参考箴言第十章第一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1.
箴言十章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1.
所罗门的箴言，智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother.
没有一个孩子是要让父母担忧。
There are no children that would want to be a grief to their parents.
也没有父母亲希望自己的孩子总是给自己带来担忧。
And there are no parents who want their children to bring them grief.
但是如果我们的孩子他的言语行为是愚昧的，他就会造成我们的担忧。
But if our children are foolish in their words and behavior, then they would definitely bring grief to us.
请再看箴言十九章十三节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 13.
十三节，愚昧的儿子是父亲的祸患，妻子的争吵如雨连连滴漏。
19:13, a foolish son is the ruin of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping.
因为孩子的愚昧， 甚至可能给父母亲带来祸患。
Because of the foolishness of the children, they may bring ruins to their parents.
所以不但我们自己不要落入愚昧里头。
So not only do we make sure we do not fall into foolishness.
我们也要帮助我们所爱的人不要落入这个愚昧。
We also need to help the people whom we love to not fall into foolishness.
因为所造成的伤害不但伤害他自己，也可能也很有可能伤害到我们。
Because the harm that they would experience is not only for themselves, but also for us.
所以我们要知道圣经里头对愚昧的言语行为是怎么定义的。
So we could see that the Bible has definition of foolishness in words and in behavior.
我们要常常去思考，在怎样的情况之下容易让人成为愚昧。
We need to ponder upon under what circumstances that we would become foolish.
我们就要避免落入那种情况。
Then we need to avoid those situations.
那周遭的人，他的愚昧，我们不要好像没有看见。
Also, we should not overlook the foolishness of the people around us.
尤其是跟我们关系密切的人，是我们所爱的人。我们更要留意
especially the people who are very close to us and the people that we care about.
如果我们发现他们所说的、他们所做的，正是往愚昧这个方向在前进。
If we notice that their words and behaviors are moving towards the direction of foolishness,
我们要为他祷告，帮助他来脱离这个愚昧。
We need to pray for them so that they can depart from the way of foolishness.
我们请看箴言23章第9节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 9.
箴言23章第9节。
23, verse 9.
你不要说话给愚昧人听，因他必藐视你智慧的言语。
Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words.
愚昧人的表现之一就是不喜欢、藐视、恨恶这个智慧的言语。
One of the actions of the foolish person is that he will despise the wisdom of your words.
也就是他们不愿意被纠正。
Meaning they do not want to be corrected.
为什么他们不愿意听智慧的话呢？
Why is it that they're unwilling to listen to the words of the wise?
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十九节。
Chapter 3, verse 19.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。
3 verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
一个不喜欢智慧言语的人，可能他的生活已经有问题了。
A person who does not like wisdom, there's something wrong with their way of life.
他如果没有从愚昧出来，他就会一直在黑暗里头。
If they do not come out of foolishness, then they will dwell in darkness.
这就是为什么我们要留意我们周遭的人，他是不是在愚昧当中。
That's why we need to pay attention to the people around us, whether they are staying in foolishness.
当我们要跟他分享神的教训，他总是想要避开。
When we are sharing the words of God with them, they often try to avoid it.
那我们就知道他在错误当中，他正在愚昧里头。
Then we know that they are dwelling in their mistakes and in darkness.
我们可能要很有耐心的，也要花很多很多的时间来为他祷告。
We need to be very patient with them and spend lots of time praying for them.
再请看箴言29章11节。
Let us now turn to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11.
箴言二十九章十一节。
Proverbs 29 verse 11。
遗忘人怒气前发，智慧人忍气含怒。
A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back.
是的，有些人的个性他就比较容易冲动，比较容易发脾气。
Yes, there are people who are quick-tempered.
这样的人如果没有好好的训练自己，就会像这里所说的怒气前发。
And if a person like that does not control his emotion, then he will have an explosion.
那就会造成很大的错误，造成很大的伤害。
And when he blows up, then he will bring a lot of harms to the people around him.
所以我们不要说，我的个性就是比较冲动一点。
So we can't just say to others that this is my personality. I'm quick to respond.
或者说我的孩子他就是脾气比较大一点。
Or we cannot make an excuse for our children saying that my children are just more quick-tempered than others.
他发脾气过一会儿就好了。
After he has vent all his anger out, then he will be okay.
但是事实上这个会渐渐养成习惯，而且情况会越来越不好。
But if they continue doing so, then it will become a habit and they will enter into a dark hole.
等到有一天这个怒气全发出了大事情，那可能已经来不及了。
If one day they blow up and they have done something that's irreversible, then it's too late.
扫罗王对妇女因为妇女对大卫的赞美所以他很不高兴。
King Saul was very unhappy when the women were praising David.
他也几乎是所谓的怒气前发。
And he was immersed in his anger.
所以他把一个对国家有功劳的人成为他把他看成是他的对敌。
And that's why he viewed David, who was the hero for the country, as his own personal enemy.
他没有去反省自己是怎样的一个人。
He did not reflect upon what type of person he was.
他发怒，他觉得大卫这个人不应该存在。
Instead, he was so angry and thought that David should not have existed.
他是国王，所以跟在他身旁的军队应该是国家里头最好的军队。
Because Saul was a king, therefore his army was the best in the country.
自从他对大卫发怒之后，他怎么来带他这些军队呢？
But after anger was brewed in his heart, how did he treat his army?
不是带着他的军队去跟非利士人征战，是带着他的军队要去抓拿大卫。
He did not lead his army to fight against the enemies, the Philistines. Instead, he took his army and was chasing after David.
因为让一个人做出很不合理的事情。
Foolishness will make a person do something very unreasonable.
再请看第十章二十三节。
Let us turn to chapter 10, verse 23.
箴言十章二十三节。
Proverbs 10:23.
遗忘人以行恶为戏耍，明哲人却以智慧为乐。
To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom.
如果一个人对所有的事情他都觉得好玩觉得不在乎。
If a person always thinks that everything is fun and it's not a big deal.
做出一些不对不好的事情，他的态度是我只是好玩。
If they have done something wrong, they just think that it is funny.
的确在我们生活当中就是有这样的人。
There are people like that in our lives.
或许我们可能也有这样的倾向。
And maybe some of us have this type of tendency.
在别人来看这样很不好但是我们却说我只是好玩，我只是开开玩笑。
When people tell us that something we did was not good, and we respond by saying that it was just funny.
那久而久之，总有一天会出大事情。
Gradually, we will get into big trouble.
圣经里头的士师参孙，他就很像这样子的人。
Just like Samson in the Bible, he's this type of person.
啊，他是神要他从出生啊就成为拿细耳人，而且一辈子都当拿细耳人。
It was God's will that he became a Nazarite since birth and for the rest of his life.
啊，但是事实上我们看到他并没有遵守这个拿细耳人的这些条例。
But we know that he did not really keep the commandments of a Nazarite.
啊，虽然神给他很大的恩赐，他是一个很有力气的人。
Even though God gave him a great gift and he was very powerful in his strength.
他就因为他这个恩赐，所以他对待人、对待事情，他都只是好像在戏耍。
But because of this gift, this powerful strength, he often treat everything in a humorous way.
他已经明明知道这个大力拉想尽办法的要得到他有力气的秘密。
He knew that Delilah was trying to get the secrets from him.
他也是不在乎的，人没有离开，仍然跟他在一起。
But he didn't care and he continued to spend time with her.
而且每一次这个非利士人都没有办法真正的抓拿他。
Even though the Philistines were unable to catch him.
他觉得这很好玩。
He thought that was very humorous.
那我们也知道最后的结局他大大的伤害了自己。
But we know that at the end, he received great harm.
我们再请看箴言十五章第二节。
Let us now turn to chapter 15, verse 2.
第二节，智慧人的舌散发知识，愚昧人的口吐出愚昧。
The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness.
为什么说讲出来的话是愚昧的？
Why do we say that they pour forth foolishness?
因为分不清楚状况。
Because they don't understand what's going on.
不该讲的话，偏偏去讲。
The things that they're not supposed to say, they would say it out loud.
不能够做的这个请求，偏偏要去请求。
The request that they're not supposed to make, they will make those requests.
我们请看《列王纪上》第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王纪上十二章第二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
15节到18节。
15 to 18.
这是大卫的儿子亚多尼亚，他来向所罗门的母亲要求一件事情。
This passage describes the son of David called Adonijah who came to the mother of Solomon to ask her to do something.
这个人他曾经想自己立为王。
This person wanted to be king himself.
这个谁来接续当王是这个父亲来做决定的。
It was up to the king to decide who he wants to give the throne to.
这个大卫并没有要把王位传给他，他就自己宣称我当王。
David did not intend to give the throne to Adonijah, but Adonijah tried to take over the throne.
好在他所得罪的是他的父亲。
He was lucky that the person he offended was his own father.
我们请看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
现在我有一件事求你，望你不要推辞。拔示巴说，你说吧。
Verse 16, now I ask one petition of you, do not deny me. And she said to him, say it.
十七节他说求你请所罗门王将苏念的女子亚比撒视我为妻，因为他必不推辞你。
Then he said, please speak to King Solomon, for he will not refuse you, that he may give me Abishag, the Shunammite, as wife.
这个亚比撒是在大卫晚年的时候侍候大卫的。
Abishag was a maid that was serving King David when he was old in age.
她可以算作是大卫的一个妾。
She would be considered a concubine.
那这个亚多尼亚竟要求要这个苏念的女子亚比撒来作为他的妻子。
But Adonijah is requesting that David's concubine be given to him as a wife.
这个要求讲这种话是非常的愚昧的。
To make this kind of request is very foolish.
也因为这样的请求，所以所罗门王把他杀了。
Because of this request, King Solomon killed Adonijah.
这个人他为什么会这么愚昧？
Why would this person be so foolish?
我们请看一章的第六节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 6 of 1 Kings. Starting from verse 5.
第五节，那时哈吉的儿子亚多尼亚自尊说，我必做王，就自己预备车辆马兵，又派50人在他前头奔走。
Verse 5 then, Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him.
第六节，他父亲素来没有使他忧闷，说你是做什么呢？他甚俊美，生在亚撒龙之后。
Verse 6, and his father had not rebuked him at that time by saying, why have you done so? He was so also very good looking.
有一些人生来就带着一些比较负面的个性。
Some people are born with very negative personality.
那如果再加上没有经过教导，那可能就会真的落入这个愚昧。
And if they're not being taught, then they will fall into foolishness.
第六节说，大卫素来没有使他忧闷。
Verse 6 tells us that David had never rebuked him.
他的这种讲话愚昧。应该在生活当中是看得出来的。
I'm sure that his foolishness and his words were very evident in the way he lived his life.
那每个孩子应该都是大卫所爱的。
I'm sure David loved each and every one of his children.
但是他没有好好的去教导这个孩子。
But he did not teach his children well.
结果呢，让这个孩子伤害了自己，当然也伤害了大卫。
As a result, this child hurt himself and he hurt David.
这就是为什么我们需要来学习什么是愚昧。
That's why we need to learn what foolishness is about.
我们知道了这个有人是愚昧的，而且跟我们关系是非常密切的，我们一定要帮助他脱离愚昧。
Then if we see foolishness in anyone around us who are close to us, then we can help them out.
当然我们也要自己常常评估一下我们自己，我有没有讲愚昧的话，我有没有愚昧的行为。
We also need to evaluate ourselves very often to see if we are speaking words of foolishness or have any behavior of foolishness.
如果发现有，我们要赶快脱离愚昧。
If yes, we need to quickly depart from foolishness.
这样我们才不会伤害自己，伤害别人。
So that we will not hurt ourselves or others.
我们今天学习就到这里，大家一起默祷。
This concludes our class today. Let's say a silent prayer together.